Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Daled Amud Aleph. We're holding on Gimel Amud Beis, 6th lines on the bottom, by the words Taima Dekasa Rachmana Aleha. So ask the Gemara, Taima Dekasa Rachmana Aleha. It's mashma from the Braisa that the Gemara brought. The only reason why we say Yibum is not Doicha, the Isser of Arayis, is because we have a drasha from Aleha, from Achis Isha, that you don't do Yibum, you're not allowed to marry Achis Isha, even when it's B'makom Yibum, even when it's B'makom Mitzvah. Halav hachi, if not for the drasha, seems like from the Braisa, that if not for the drasha, hava amina achis isha miyavemes, I would have said that if a person's sister-in-law falls to him to Yibam, he's chayv to do Yibam, even if it's his wife's sister, is achis isha, he's still chayv to do Yibam. And the question is my taima, even without the drasha, why would I think to do Yibam? L'chayr, you're gonna say, da amina nasei, asi asei, v'dachi lois asei, because I'll say that the asei of Yibam is deicha, the lois asei of achis isha. However, ask the Gemara, that's not good enough, because Emer da mina nasi asei v'dachi lois asei greida. That's when you have a stam lois asei. So yeah, then we say that asei is deich lois asei. However, lois asei sheish b'kareis midachi, when you have a lois asei that's very chamer, a lois asei that carries kareis, like by achas isha, like the Isser v'arayis, so then we never say asei is deich lois asei. And if so, why would I have even thought that you should do Yibam in this case? Why do I need the drasha? Vesu asked the Gemara Stam in general, very general question, is that Lois Asei Greida Minal in the Dache. What's even the Makar that Asei is Deicha a regular Lois Asei? So the Gemara is going to address that second question. Says the Gemara, Dechsev Loisilva Shatnis Gedilim Tasilach. The Torah juxtaposes the Isser of Shatnis to the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. So we learn from there that even if a person's Beged is Pishton and he's putting on strings of Tzemer, which is Kalayim, still the Mitzvah of Tzitzis is Deicha, the Isser of Kalayim. Now, Rabbi Blazer explained that this drasha of smuchim in atayr minayin, how do I know that you're allowed to make such a drasha and learn out things from that which the Torah juxtaposes two different parashiyos? How do I know that I'm allowed to learn from such a thing? Shenemar, as the Torah said, as the Pasuk in Tehillim says, that smuchim la'ad ha'olam asurim be'emes v'yosher. That smuchim are forever, it's emes, it's yosher, and then that's the makor that you're allowed to darshan smuchim. V'amar b'sheishas, amar b'lazer, mishem b'lazer ben Azariah, an example of where we darshan smuchem, that minayin liyavama. How do I know if you have yavama, shenafel lefnei mukashchen, that she falls to yibam, to somebody with physical defects, he's literally covered in boils, v'shein chayis minaysa, so we don't muzzle her, meaning we listen to her taina, if she says she doesn't want to be married to him, she doesn't want to do yibam, so we listen to her taina, we don't muzzle her, and we make the yavam do chalitz instead of yibam. How do I know that? Shenemar, as the Torah says, leisachsim shor b'dishay, which is the isra of muzzling an animal when he's threshing, usamachlayim, right next to that, it says, ki yeshvachim yachtav, the mitzvah of yibam. So we learn out from the smichas of the lav of chasima to the mitzvah of yibam that we don't muzzle the woman, so to speak, when she falls to yibam to amukashchen. Al-Kabanim said, that's the brayah that Asei Zorchaleis Asei is from Tzitzis and Kalayim. V'am Rav Yosef notes that afilu l'mandalei darish smuchim, even if you gold. Then generally speaking, we don't darshan smuchim, ba'alma, and generally, but b'mishna taira darish, and mishna taira and sefer devarim, everybody agrees that we're allowed to darshan smuchim, and this smichus of shanis and tzitzis is in sefer devarim. And how do I know that? The Rav Yehuda ba'alma loy darish, because we know the name of the Tana who doesn't darshan smuchim ba'alma is Rav Yehuda. With a Mishnah Torah darish, and yet we find the memra from Rav Yehuda where it's clear that he darshan smuchim when it comes to Mishnah Torah. So it says the Gemara, what are we talking about? Ba'alma minalan loy darish. First of all, how do I know that generally Rav Yehuda does not darshan smuchim? The Tana we learned in the Braisa, Ben Azay said that nemra machshei filisachayev and nemra kosheichiv and meima mazumas. The Torah juxtaposes the Isser of Kishuf. It says, Machshei Filei Sechaya, that we put him to death. Doesn't say what Misa we give him. But it's put right next to the Isser of being together with a Behema, Kol Sheichiv and Behema Mois Yumas. Now over there we know it's talking about Skila. So it says the Rabban Azai, that some Chuinin Loi, Machsheichiv and Behema Beskila, Av Machshei Filei Beskila. To learn out from there, that just like Sheichiv and Behema is Chayiv Skila, so to Machshei Filei Sechaya, Le Sechaya means that we give the person Skila. However, Amar Lai Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said to Ben Azai, Nitzis at Laskila. Skila is one of the most chamer types of Misa. Misa's Bezdin. And just because of the Smichas, we're going to give Skila. You can't just Darshan Smichas. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda does not Darshan Smichas. Now, just finishing off this thought, says the Gemara, that Ella said Rabbi Yehuda, and how do I know the Misa for Mechshef Lisachaya? Because I vidaini b'chal Mechshefim hayu. I vidaini were part of the general klal of Mechshefim. There's specific types of Kishef, but they were part of the general klal of Mechshefim. V'lama yatsu. So why does this Torah specify Ay Vidaini and say that they're Chayiv Skila? It must be Lahakish Lahem, to compare all Machshefa to them. V'leimar Lachma Ay Vidaini B'Skila, Machshefa B'Skila. That's the Makar, that Machshefa L'Yisachaya is B'Skila. Not from the Smichos, because Rabbi Yehuda says that you don't Darshan Smichos. Now, even though Rabbi Yehuda does not Darshan Smichos by Mishnah Torah, he says to yes Darshan Smichos. So says the Gemara of Mishnah Torah, Minal Nadarish. How do I know that? How do I know by Mishnah Torah Rabbi Yehuda Darshan Smichos? Did not, because we learned from the Mishnah later that Naisei Adam Anusas Aviv, Umafutas Aviv, Anusas Benai, Umafutas Benai. And Tanakama learns that a person is allowed to marry his father's, a woman that his father was Ma'anis Mefata, or a woman that his son was Ma'anis Mefata. However, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Aiser, Ba Anusas Aviv, Mefutas Aviv. Rabbi Yehuda says that Anusas Aviv, Mefutas Aviv, that's Aser. Va'am Rav Gidal Marav, my time of the Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? What's his makar? That Anusas Aviv, Mefutas Aviv is Aser. Tichse, because the Torah says, Layikach Ish is Ashes Aviv, Valigale Knaf Aviv. The Torah says that besides the person, the Isser, for a person to marry his father's wife, he's also not allowed to be Megala Kenaf Aviv. So Rabbi Yehuda Darshan's from there, Kenaf, Shira, Aviv, Le'igala, any woman who his father was with, so the son, he's not allowed to marry that woman. When we mind about Nusaksiv, how did Rabbi Yehuda know to Darshan the Pasuk in this way, that it's talking about an Anusa? Milavi Dikra, from the Pasuk before it, the Pasuk right before is the Parish of Aines, Tichsiv, it says, V'nasa Naish, V'hashay Chivim, Milavi Anayra, Chamishim Kasef. So since the parasha right before is the parasha of Aines, Usamach Le'ikach Ish, and right next to that it says the Isser of marrying a person's father's wife and Le'igale Kanaf Aviv. So we learn out from there that the Smichos that Le'igale Kanaf Aviv is referring to Anusas Aviv. Whereas the Rabbanan say Iav Usamach Le'ikadik Amrit if it was Mamish Samach Le'Nachanami, but Hashad Le'Usamach Le'Tichzid Le'ikach Ish is Eishes Aviv Benatayim, because in between Le'igale Kanaf Aviv in the parasha of Aines, first it has the words Le'ikach Ish is Eishes Aviv, so that's a hefsek that makes it that we don't darshan the smichas. And so what did the Rabbanan darshan from Le'igala Kanaf Aviv? Who's the Torah talking about? B'shaymeres Yavim HaKosim Edaber. It's talking about that a person is not allowed to marry anybody who was once zakuk to Yibam to his father. Any woman that was once zakuk to Yibam to his father, he's not allowed to marry. Now even though that woman's usher anyways, this person's aunt. It was his father's brother's wife. So anyways, it's Eishas Achi Aviv. So anyways, she's usher, but V'la'avra Olav B'shnei Lavin. From this, we learn out a second line that outs the fact that she's Anusas, outs the fact that she's Shemeris Yavim of his father, so there's a second law that he's not allowed to marry her.